Protection from radioactive fallout. There are three factors that significantly affect safety after an incident that involves radiation, such as a dirty bomb or a nuclear device. They are distance, shielding, and time. A critical protective action in a radiological or nuclear event is to get inside as quickly as possible, stay inside, and stay tuned to local radio or television stations for further guidance. 1. Go deep inside, distance/shielding. It is important to find adequate shelter quickly to avoid radioactive fallout resulting from the explosion. Get inside as soon as possible and go to the farthest interior room or to a basement. Flat roofs collect fallout particles, so the top floor is not a good choice, nor is a floor adjacent to a neighboring flat roof. The more distance between you and the fallout particles, the better. If you are outside when the event occurs, do not look at the flash or fireball. It can blind you. Take cover behind anything that will offer protection, lie flat, and cover your head. If the explosion is some distance away, it could take 30 seconds or more for the blast wave to hit. Get inside as soon as you can. If you are not able to get inside, maintain as great a distance as possible from the incident and shield yourself with any available resources. Earth, concrete, bricks, books. 2. Stay inside. Time. Limiting the amount of time in the area of an incident is important to limit exposure to avoid radioactive fallout resulting from the explosion. Stay inside unless threatened by fire, building collapse, medical necessity, or other immediate threats. Remain inside until you receive notification from authorities that it is safe to leave the building. Be prepared to shelter inside for up to 2 to 3 days. 3. Stay tuned. Radiation levels outside will gradually drop and authorities will tell you when it is safe to go outside, bearing in mind that the explosion will have caused significant damage to buildings and infrastructure. Basic decontamination procedures. The objective of decontamination is to remove harmful chemicals or particles of radioactive dirt or dust that have come in contact with the skin or clothes. Such as A. Leave the contaminated area immediately. Depending on the circumstances, go inside, go outside, or go upwind, uphill, or upstream from the contaminant. Seek a distance of at least 1,000 to 1,500 feet. B. Take decontamination action. Seconds count. The goal is to limit the time that the agent is in contact with the skin. Subpoint. Remove everything from the body, including jewelry. Cut off clothing that would normally be removed over the head to reduce the probability of inhaling or ingesting the agent. Seal your clothes in a plastic bag. Subpoint. Wash hands before using them to shower. If no shower is available, improvise with water from faucets or bottled water. Subpoint. Flush the entire body, including the eyes, underarms, and groin area, with copious, in other words, ample, amounts of cool water. Hot water opens the pores of the skin and can promote absorption of the contaminant. Using copious amounts of water is important because some chemicals react to small amounts of water. If soap is immediately available, mix the soap with water for decontamination. Avoid scrubbing with soap because scrubbing can rub the chemical into the skin rather than remove it. Wash hair with soap or shampoo or rinse with water if soap is not available. Do not use conditioner as that can bind radioactive materials to your hair and make it difficult to remove. If hosing someone else off or pouring water from a container, avoid both physical contact with the person and with the runoff. The water used for decontamination must be contained and covered or drained outside of the shelter area to avoid shelter contamination. Subpoint. Blot dry using an absorbent cloth. Do not rub the skin. Put on clean clothes. C. As soon as possible, emergency responders will set up mass decontamination capabilities. For radiological events, stations for radiation monitoring and blood tests will also be set up to determine levels of exposure and what next steps to take to protect health. D. Food safety. Radioactive particles in food or water may be harmful if consumed. Food in tightly covered containers, cans, bottles, plastic, and boxes will be safe to eat or drink if you dust or wipe off the containers. Be sure to wash fruit and vegetables and peel them carefully. Water will be safe if it is in covered containers or if it has come from covered wells or from undamaged and uncontaminated water systems. Treating others. Remember that the first priority for CERTS is personal safety, therefore, CERT members should take self-protective measures only. CERT members should not attempt to treat the injuries of victims in the contaminated area. As with professional responders, CERT members may have difficulty dealing with the idea that they should not try to help others, even partners, who are injured, but may have been contaminated. Remember these three things. 1. You have a responsibility to yourself, to other CERT members, and to your families to operate safely. 2. You are neither trained nor equipped to deal with contaminated victims. 3. You cannot help anyone if you become a victim. In fact, you may make matters considerably worse if you spread the contamination. Note. You must make the best decisions possible with the information that you have at hand. Even if an incident turns out not to be terrorist-related, you have made the right decision if you have done the most good for the greatest number and have not become a victim yourself. What professional responders will do. There are several measures that you can expect professional responders to take when they arrive at the scene of a terrorist incident. The first step that professional responders will take when they arrive at the scene is to conduct a thorough size-up. They will follow steps that are very similar to those that CERTs take, to determine A. What is going on? B. How bad the situation is and how much worse it could get? C. What measures can be taken to control the incident safely? D. What resources will be needed? CERTs can expect professional responders to treat terrorist incidents much the same as hazardous materials incidents. As such, the next step that they will take is to establish three incident zones to minimize the risk of spreading contamination from the incident site. 1. The hot zone. The hot zone includes the incident scene and the contaminated area around the scene. If the incident is outdoors, the hot zone will spread downwind, taking wind speed into consideration. 2. The warm zone. The warm zone is upwind and upstream if the contaminant is waterborne from the hot zone and is used to isolate victims during decontamination. It is called the warm zone because the evacuees can carry or spread a contaminant into this area. Professional responders will hold those who require decontamination in the warm zone until decontamination is complete so that contaminants do not spread. 3. The cold zone. The cold zone is located upwind and beyond the warm zone. Those who are not contaminated or who have been decontaminated will be evacuated to the cold zone and kept there until professional responders authorize them to leave. Activity. Applying CERT principles to a suspected terrorist incident. Purpose. The purpose of this activity is to enable you to apply CERT protocols to a suspected terrorist incident. Instructions. Follow the four steps below to complete this activity. 1. Assume that you are a CERT graduate and have been assigned to a team. 2. Working in your table group, read the scenario assigned to your group and determine as a team what actions to take. 3. You will have 10 minutes to read and discuss your scenarios. 4. Select a spokesperson to present the team's response to the class. Scenario 1. It is a bright, sunny spring day. You are stopping at the post office on your way home from work. As you enter the parking lot, you are shaken by an explosion and see glass from the post office windows fly through the air across the parking lot. Although it takes you a few seconds, you realize that there has been an explosion inside the post office. Scenario 2. It is a bright, sunny day with light wind. You are stopping at the post office on your way home from work. As you enter the parking lot, you see several people exiting the building. All seem to be disoriented. Some are clutching their chests and rubbing their eyes. One has fallen to the ground and seems to be having some sort of convulsion.